T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So I woke up this morning and I thought of Ernie Banks, Al, and I said, let's play two.
Okay.
And then I went, there's only one way to make it better. I need L.A. Doing both ends right here at WIP. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, the great Larry Anderson. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Ange, how are you?
Larry, you doing both ends of the twin bill today?
As far as I know. As far as I know.
All right, because it gets...
Everything's still up in the air.
All right, well, I know, but it's very confusing because you do the home games, and the first game of the doubleheader is actually an away game, but it's played at Citizens Bank Park, and it's only 7 innings. Gets confusing, Larry.
Tell me about it. I'm trying to figure out each day if we're playing a game, where we're playing, and who we're playing, and it usually seems like it comes down to the last minute. So,
all right, let's start with this. How different a season is this for you, who has this great bond with fans, doing games with no fans? What's that like, Larry?
It's one of the weirdest things ever. And especially now, you know, Kevin Franson wasn't feeling good, so I did the game Monday. And obviously the team was in Yankee Stadium. So it seemed like every single – and all we have is monitors in front of us.
Right.
And it seemed like every time Franson said, here's the pitch – I would look out to the field, and all I see is a white tarp with a bunch of gators holding the tarp down. And it kept messing with me. I told him, I said, I don't know how many, this is like the seventh inning. I said, every time you say that, I'm still looking out on the field. And it's pitch black, except in our booth. It's really weird. I'm looking at one monitor to see the pitch, then looking at the other one trying to find the ball. You're trying to look at the outfielders or infielders, seeing who's going where, so you have an idea what's going on. I don't know. Fransky's unbelievable. He's so good at it. But I don't know how. I just sit there and listen to him. I don't know what's
happening. It's got to be harder for him to gauge, right? Don't you sometimes, like a ball is hit, sometimes you could hear the crowd knows that this is a shot to be a home run. Without that, it's harder, isn't it, for him especially?
Yeah. Because especially, you know, when we're there, we can see it. But when you're just using the monitors, it's he said before the game, he says, I have to be careful not to try and get ahead of myself, you know, until I find out where the ball is.
Right.
And it's so true. I mean, I thought it would be pretty easy just to do it off the monitor. It's a lot tougher. I didn't know where to look. And then, you know, by the time I'm writing stuff down, I don't know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
L.A., are you worried about getting the virus? How do you feel about it?
I don't really want to.
Huh?
But I don't know. I don't want to get it. I don't want to quarantine.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to stay in for 14 days. But, you know, you do what you have to do. It's you know, the other thing going to the ballpark, we can't talk to the players. We can't talk to coaches. We just have to go by what they say in the newspaper and the clips that we get. And because there's no communication, I'm at tier 3 and the players, anybody around the players are tier 1 and tier 2. We can't even be on the same level with them. Hmm. It's so strange. I don't know.
You know what's amazing?
I'll be glad when it's over.
L.A., I'm going to tell you something. You and Franski, this is how great you guys are. I don't even hear these challenges. I hear you still doing a terrific job. It's amazing how good you guys are really. And your chemistry with Fransky is amazing. It's mind-boggling. How did it happen?
I think it just it really we hit it off as when he came here as friends. You know, they when he got here, basically they said you're not doing TV anymore. I took it as a demotion. And they said, well, we got a new guy coming in, and we think he'd be easier. You'd be easier to bring him, to work him in, or, you know, work with him, just because of my personality, I guess. And they told him they wanted him working with me to try and bring my personality out more. So what I took as a demotion, I look back and say, you know what? Somebody was watching over me. Somebody was taking care of me, because that was the greatest, to me, as far as post-baseball career, the best thing outside of coaching and broadcasting, the best thing that ever happened to me was leaving TV and going to radio and working with Scott. And I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. It was a blessing in disguise.
That's awesome. That's a great answer. Today, doubleheader, 7-inning games. All right, let's start with the Phillies' prospects in this game. Because they've got problems in the bullpen and because they got their best two pitchers going, Larry, they need both ends of these games, don't they?
I think they do. I mean, it's more than anything. It's not a you have to win both situation, even though it's, you know, you're obviously talking about a shorter season. But you really need to, I think, for this team, get back on the winning track to get out of this losing rut. And I know it's saying a rut, but it's only, what, four games. But it's still, you want to get going. You want to get things going, get some momentum going. And, you know, you play three games, then you're off for a week, then you're back. It's really tough for these guys. And I honestly, I don't know how they do it. But I think it certainly is an advantage. I'm not a big fan of the 7 innings. I don't want this pandemic to start changing baseball's rules to something that we're so unaccustomed to. I think there have been enough changes in the past few years that, to me, have not benefited the game. And maybe it's because I'm a traditionalist and having a hard time moving on to where the game's going. But I thought the game was in pretty good hands for like 120-something years or whatever it is. And to have to go out and make all these changes now in the last year is like, why? What are we – who's behind this? Who's making these decisions that they're thinking that this is such a great thing? I don't know what was wrong with the game before. And so I'm more concerned of changing things during this pandemic that they would become implemented full-time from here on out. And I just totally disagree with that.
Yeah, I had a feeling you would say that because you may be the best eighth-inning pitcher the Phillies ever had. You were I mean, if we looked at your whole career, right, Larry, eighth inning was the inning you pitched the most, correct?
Right. Yes.
And so, I mean, we're taking away those setup guys, right? And you don't want to do that.
No, I think – and the other thing, well, I mean, like you said, listening earlier, the, you know, pitchers aren't going – they're only going 5-6 innings anymore anyway. But I think – that's another thing. It's the fault of baseball. Like, who decided that a pitcher can only pitch, you know, 90 pitches or 100 pitches when guys used to throw 130 pitches, 140 pitches? You know, it's I understand that there's more wear and tear, but guys didn't break down all the time back in the day, and they were going 9 innings all the time. So I think we've conditioned our pitchers, we've conditioned our players to become robots. You know, whether it's only throwing 90 pitches or 100 pitches or where they have to play. They have to look at a chart every pitch to figure out where to play. I mean, where's guys' instincts anymore? How about letting guys learn how to make mistakes in the minor league, make mistakes on their own so they learn from it, so they don't have to be told everywhere to stand every single play, every time that something happens? I'm like, it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Awesome. Larry, I got to ask you the current state of the Phillies' bullpen. They got a great lineup. They got some good starting pitchers. The bullpen looks like a nightmare. What's your take?
To be honest, I kind of feel like Joe, who like, I don't think I know these guys in the bullpen any better than Joe Girardi does. Mm-hmm. We got so many guys down there and some young kids that I haven't really ever seen before. I don't know what they can do. I don't know what coming in situations, what guys can come in with men on base, what guys need to start, should start the inning with, you know, start the inning instead of having come in with men on base. Joe's trying to figure this out. He doesn't really – I don't think he knows – he obviously knows him better than I do because he's seen him pitch on the side or, you know, inter-squad games or whatever. But we haven't seen that. So, I'm not sure what to expect from anybody coming in. In that respect, I'm a little surprised that we went with more young guys than we went with youth in a short season than some veteran guys that we let go. And it kind of surprises me in a short season like this, why you would not want the experience, somebody with a track record over a young kid that hasn't ever been in the big leagues. And I think it's easier for them without fans, but they haven't pitched at this level, and it is different. So that was a little surprising to me. So I don't really know how the bullpen's going to work out. It's certainly, I think right now in 7-inning games, it's easier for everybody to make the decision on, you know, who to go to. But, you know, if you get a starter going 4 or 5 innings in a 9-inning game, how does Joe get to the 8th and 9th inning to use the guys that he knows?
Absolutely.
What
are your first impressions of Joe Girardi? You like him?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do. And but I guess when you look at what we're used to and what we have, I think I would have been happy with any change.
All right, wait. You're getting ahead of me on my final question. Hold on, Larry. My last question was and is, do you miss Gabe Kapler?
No.
Could you elaborate?
I don't see him as a major league manager, baseball manager. He wants to be seen. He wants to be noticed. He wants to do everything different. He wants to do everything that's out of the ordinary. For what? Like, is he reinventing the game? I thought he was here, and I'm not a fan. I don't trust him when he says something. I feel like he's always trying to be like an orator instead of like, give me the truth. Tell me what's going on. You know, to come in and an example, Pedro Florimone hits a home run in a 14-1 loss in St. Louis. And he comes in after the game in his press conference and goes, how about that Pedro Florimone? Well, how about him? Who cares? We lost a game 12-1. And you're going to come in and rave about a guy that pitched in a game that's a player, that's an infielder, and he hits a home run? I mean, it's fraudulent. You know?
Larry, all I have to say is this is why you are beloved. You will always be beloved. You're a legend in this town because you tell the fans the truth. And that's all anybody can ask of a broadcaster. And that's why you're awesome. You just proved it again, Larry.
That.
You just proved it.
I appreciate it. I mean, you have to – how can you not be honest? Yeah, right in Philadelphia?
Yep.
I can go say whatever I want in San Diego. Yep. Not in Philadelphia. You got to be honest with the fans. And if it hurts people, it hurts people. But you got to do it.
We love you, L.A. We love you.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
Let's
guys.
Play too, L.A. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have a good one.
I love that guy. And Al, that's it right there. That's the illustration. He doesn't dodge a question. Mm-hmm. He gives it to you straight. And if somebody gets upset by it, he told the truth. It's his truth, and he embraces it. And what a lesson for everybody working in the media in this city. Just be honest. That's how you become a legend, Larry Anderson. Thank you. 215.
It's simple. Just call 215-592-9494 and be honest with us.
We got the hot seat coming up. We've got Al, I'm going to do a stupid people today. I have to.
Yeah.
There's some stupid people out there that I got to point it out. All that's coming up. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time 915.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.